I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I want to begin with a broad assertion, one I have no way of proving. I believe that most of human history has gone unrecorded, by which I mean most of history is private, lived by individuals, passed down at most as anecdotes, memories, secrets, and lore. Maybe that's one reason why it's so exciting when a poem seems to tap into one of these private voices and share its story with others. South Korean poet Koan grew up during the Japanese occupation of Korea and came of age during the Korean War. He committed himself to pro-democracy activism, and for more than a decade was subject to house arrests, detention, and imprisonment. In 1980, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison, but international efforts saw to his release and pardon in 1982. Eventually, Koan wrote a 30-volume series called 10,000 Lives, or Man In Bo. His goal was to make a lasting monument to every person he ever met. The voices he catalogs in 10,000 Lives bear witness to tragedy, upheaval, and the struggle for freedom and social justice. Today's poem is Koan's A Room at Last, written in the voice of Yi Jong-soo, who witnessed the destruction brought upon Seoul by American and North Korean forces during the Korean War. Yi Jong-soo returns to his bombed-out city and makes his way to the family home, only to find that all of his family members are gone. I'm drawn to the poem's stark directness, which transmits a sense of the dire urgency felt by the speaker. A Room at Last by Koan. Having escaped, I came back alive. Grandfather, grandmother, mother were gone. I was all alone. For food, I dug up the roots of arang grass, gnawed pine needles, ate amaranthus raw. I lapped up a bowl of stale leftovers. I came back alive. I slept under a straw mat in the shed of some house. I slept in an empty stable. I lapped up a bowl of stale leftovers. I came back alive. I slept under a straw mat in the shed of some house. I slept in an empty stable. I came back to bombed-out Seoul after it was recaptured. In Angguk-dong, old tile-roofed houses remained, the houses where court ladies used to live. There was one house still empty. I collected scraps of wood and made a fire to heat the floor. My body thawed out. My name is Yi Jong-soo. How long had it been? Lying in the warmest spot in the room, I looked up at a framed photo of the owner of the house who had run away. A handful of rice remained in a jar. I ate the rice alone, without side dishes. I wished for soy sauce. I wished for red pepper paste. I wished for aged kimchi. Saying that, I fell asleep. Dreams were unnecessary. Translated by Brother Anthony of Teze and Lee Sang-hwa. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.